escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Yeah, let's get into What's Poppin' here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula here. Day five of Houston Texans training camp 2025 out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. It's a wrap. Fellas have already taken it in. In fact, we've even managed to get all the people who were hanging around getting autographs. They're also leaving the premises. So been a successful day in which I think the offense had some good success
better, right?
as well. Much better for them. We'll talk more about that coming up next. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans and everything. We'll do all of that here in a moment. But I did want to give more time to your Houston Astros. A rough weekend on the diamond. Also a rough weekend in some ways. Dana Brown was talking to the flagship for the Astros, and he gave a little bit more about Isak Paredes. I guess I misremember that. Was that Friday or was that Saturday? But he said that Isak's hamstring strain is, quote, a little bit more severe than we projected.
I actually, first of all, appreciated the candor because I think that's very easy to connect the dots. That's not some vague, you know, sort of we'll see, you know, that the Astros are known to do. I think he's kind of telling us without telling us, don't expect him anytime soon. In fact, sometimes, and this is not part of what he said, but it's part of what I'm going to say, sometimes bad hamstring injuries need surgery, man. They just do.
And even if it doesn't need surgery, hamstrings take a while. Like, that soft tissue is tough. He went further to say it's tough to be optimistic when you know it's more severe.
Yeah.
And if the Astros are telling you they're not optimistic,
then it's bad.
Which, again, leans into the idea, the trade deadline, it feels like, and look, I know that Eugenio Suarez is also Venezuelan. He's a Venezolano. As is, obviously, one of the best Houston Astros of all time, Jose Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if that plays any level of a part in the possibility of acquiring him. But, yeah, man, it's clear that third base is going to be something that they're going to need to contend with.
Man. Just huge. We all get Yordan, you know, at his best, maybe the best hitter in baseball. But given what Yordan was and what you were getting out of him and then the injury, you couldn't have had a bigger injury than Paredes.
He's been a bellwether. He's been a guy who's continued. Jeremy Peña would be the same, but you already lost him for a period of time. So Isak Paredes being there was a constant, and then you take that hit. I mean, the Astros, you talk about adversity for a baseball team. They've dealt with quite a bit. But, of course, unfortunately, there's not a trophy nor a ring for adversity. It's just can you get it done. So that is where Dana Brown and the entirety of the Astros now have to focus their attention. How do they continue to find a way to get it done? A man who got it done many a times as a reliever and now has taken his forever place in Cooperstown, Billy Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to watch his speech?
I watched his, yes.
It was incredible. He had a moment where he did, because I don't know if everybody's familiar, hopefully you are, at Cooperstown when they do have this, they have all the living Hall of Famers there on the stage with them, which obviously for the Astros includes Craig Biggio and Baggy, as Billy Wagner referred to him as. And this was Billy Wagner actually speaking to those teammates live in the from the podium as he was giving his acceptance or his induction speech.
It was Craig Biggio. Bish, even though you whined and complained about pitchers, I still loved you. You brought consistency every day, and your competitive fire helped drive me to be my very best. Thank you. Baggy, where do I start? It wasn't your words. You are a man of few words. It was your look, your glare. That's what let everyone know if things were okay or if we needed to get our act together. I loved your grit. You taught me one of baseball's greatest lessons, how to show up and play after a bad day. No excuses. You showed me what a big leaguer looks like, and your friendship means the world to me.
So that last part, I was just sort of nodding my head. if you were around the Astros at that time, and I was damn near on a daily basis because I was working at the Chronicle and covering this team, talk about a pro's pro. Billy Wagner didn't have a lot of bad days, but when he did give it up, a late home run or something like that, that dude stood there and talked and answered questions and was accountable and was affable. I've often said, you've heard me say it multiple times, my all-time favorite Astro was Jeff Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to him was Billy Wagner. Very approachable, very good, and my goodness, I've been on this, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for dang near 15, 20 years, and I used to vote for him when I had a Hall of Fame vote every single year. I couldn't have been happier with what he did.
Yeah, it's interesting because watching the speech, you could tell it was not as smooth as, mm-hmm. like an MC delivering, which obviously is not the expectation. But for a guy like Wagner, you could tell that, he's a little more reserved
heartfelt.
As a dude, but it was incredibly heartfelt. You could tell he was holding back. Mm-hmm. He was holding back, fighting back some of the tears in order to get through it. And you could tell, as you mentioned, it was heartfelt. And he had a lot of love for the Houston Astros and the organization here. As obviously he goes in as an Astro, yet another one for the Astros in Cooperstown. Well, well deserved from Billy Wagner. As at one point he talks about him being 5-0 and 100-0,
yeah.
Which obviously was a fun little exaggeration. But nah, man, you could tell the level of appreciation he has for everyone and all the people that helped him be the incredible fireballer that he
and was. Also keep in mind, you just mentioned it, fireballer. When he pitched, not everybody was throwing 100 miles an hour or 98
True.
Miles an hour. It was a moment, when he would come in and the crowd would go nuts. And he'd hit 101, 102. And starting pitchers, good was 94, 95. And so he was just lighting fools up. And with a left hand, being a left-handed pitcher, which...
But not inherently left-handed, though.
Exactly. But what people always say, when left-handers, their ball just always moves. You can't, Milo Hamilton used to say all the time, a left-hander's never thrown a straight ball. Just an overwhelming talent and absolutely well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. So, again... Salute to Billy Wagner, much deserved and really a pride mm-hmm. for the city. And you mentioned it, like long time coming. It was really, really cool to see that happen as he goes in. A lot of great speeches, CC. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dave Parker.
Ichiro.
Dave Parker. Ichiro, obviously. He stole the show. They knew what they were doing having him have him be the closer of that situation. Some really funny situation. It really does make me, though, want to think about the various different interactions with Ichiro that we kind of have ideas about, but we haven't heard specifically. Because that dude is hilarious.
He's funny. He is absolutely funny. And I think you guys know how I feel about him, too. I think he should absolutely be mentioned as one of the all-time greatest at the very top of the heap.
All right, so a little bit more audio here. This is from another Houston legend, but a Houston rap legend, Lil Kiki, talking about another Houston legend, Andre Johnson. Apparently, there's a fool out here in the city of Houston, because if you don't think that Houston will ride down for Andre Johnson, you're crazy. This is Lil Kiki doing a little bit of reporting himself and actually trying to bargain in some ways with the city of Houston to get Andre's stuff back.
H-Town, you know how much we love this city, how much this city love us. Tastemakers, entertainers, athletes, rappers, hardworking people, entrepreneurs, it don't matter. We love this city because this city love us back. Andre Johnson is my brother. He's the first Houston Texan Hall of Famer. He dedicated his life here, his career here, and also he resides here as a Houstonian. That makes it much, much more important. Man, we family, and it's a family message. Over the weekend, somebody broke into my brother's home, took some items that represent his legacy, represent his dedication, his hard work, his family. We need to recover that and get that back. This is not like a car. This ain't like a jersey hanging around. This represents his career and his family for real. Let's come together as a Houston family and put our ears to the street, put our nose to the ground, and find out who got these items, and let's recover them and get them back to our brother. They represent much, much more than some money or something like that. He family, we family. Let's get that did. Big salute, Houston.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How dumb do you have to be?
Very. Or you just don't know. Like, because I was like, is this possibly someone who's like not from Houston or not does not live here that has parachuted in? Like, because again, remember around NFL, you know, very very many like Joe Burrow, a number of guys yeah. have had their stuff.
Oh, I think
in,
this so. Might be part of that. Not the same, but
yeah, because that group got caught.
Yeah,
right?
That group got caught. But there are organizations, we've seen it all over in all sports, that sort of target. You know, the players when they're not around, and they are professional. It's not just, you know, a smash and grab or anything like that. I mean, it's a professional, you know, of burglary. And I do think that this is one of those that is they're going to get caught. I mean, I think most get caught. This one is definitely going
to
get caught.
And honestly, it'd be better to not get caught. Like, it'd be better to, like, hey, just bring that stuff back. You don't think so, Aaron? Aaron's over there is like, nah, man. Here's the problem, right? I imagine that you might catch a little more leniency if you bring that back than if they catch you out here in these streets.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't mean to make be glib about something like that. However, that's a little Kiki talking. I was like, don't let Jay Prince get out here talking, because then it's real issues. Is there a single person, maybe there's one person I could think of, who it would be, like, worse to wrong than Andre Johnson?
Not a lot.
There are very few people in this city.
Who were you thinking of, JJ?
I was thinking maybe JJ.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But Andre.
D'Amico?
Andre. You don't want Andre to get to you. Forget it. Forget the people that have Andre's back.
Treat you like Corlin Finnegan right one time.
You don't want Andre to get to you.
That's a big dude. He was out here again at practice, and we know he's nice with hands.
Man.
Yeah, man. I just can't believe. And the way that it was being talked about by Lil Kiki there, it's not jerseys. It's not just a car. But it's stuff that represents his legacy.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I'm interested in, like, what kind of memorabilia or whatever that we're talking about in that instance. But then also,
I'm wondering about, like, Hall of Fame stuff and, you know, Pro Bowl and All-Pro stuff. And you
good
know.
Answer by Rob here. Hakeem. Yeah, you getting run down behind Hakeem. Now, this is the thing. Hakeem might actually protect you. He might pray for you and protect you. But outside of that, all of us on the outside that
yeah.
are?
Yeah, yeah. I still say Andre.
Oh, man. Andre. So, yeah, if first and foremost, Lil Kiki was literally asking everybody, put your ears to the street.
Yeah.
See what you can hear. So I will also pass on that message. Keep your ears and eyes out. For anything of that nature. But yeah, also I can't imagine. Somebody said Reggie's putting out a bounty on Lobby. I ain't do nothing.
Hey.
I'm just passing along messages in the city of Houston. What's popping? This is popping, man.
It's presumed. It's presumed. There will be repercussions.
I am not doing anything. I am just advising anybody, if you happen to be under the
sound
of my voice.
You made a big mistake.
you hey, we can fix this. Fix it while it's fixable.
Yeah.
Before it gets to a place where it's not fixable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really sucks for Andre, man. He doesn't deserve that at all, one bit. All right, but that's what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A couple of things that I did want to mention. The Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase placed on the non-disciplinary paid leave as part of a sports betting investigation. That's a big name that possibly mm-hmm. was tradable at this trade deadline. So a big-time reliever apparently going down, and now the sports betting thing gets even bigger. Man, this is going to snowball into a problem.
It already is, it seems like. We've been talking about it here and there, on and off, a lot.
Yeah, so there's that. And then also, programming note. Tomorrow, obviously, everybody loves the Texans. You're all invested in that. Tomorrow, you hear from Nick Casario on with Sean and Seth on Payne and Pendergast tomorrow morning.
A couple of full segments.
Yeah, man, of course. They always get them for damn near 40, 45 minutes from 7:15. And tomorrow, that'll be live right here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. So you want to make sure that you tap into that. He's always very good about being open, and even more so talking to Sean and Seth. So appreciate you guys for rocking with us here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll jump back into notes from training camp. As you hear, they're keeping the fields. They're keeping them pretty. And we'll talk about what happened on these fields as we hear from the head coach of the team, D'Amico Ryans, next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.